Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, in addition to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the 16th day of November, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we make our way through the remainder of the week into our weekend, and then finally into the Thanksgiving week for Austin and for South Central Texas. The next couple of days, looking at satellite imagery this morning, we're liable to have clouds in and out of the area, but at least a little more sunshine. The one thing that is going to hold are the unseasonably chilly temperatures. I think the best we do through much of the next seven-day period will be highs in the 50s, overnight lows in the maybe the upper 30s, but in most cases around 40 or the lower 40s for South Central Texas. We've got another upper-level low-pressure storm system approaching, especially southern Texas, over the next couple of days. It'll be approaching and moving over South Texas and the coastal plains Friday night through most of Saturday. As that occurs, the cooler air at the surface is going to remain in place, but that upper-level low is going to drag moisture back over on and on top of the cooler air at the surface from the Gulf of Mexico. Folks, that means more in the way of cloud cover Friday night and Saturday, and what appears to be maybe a little bit better chance of rain locally. I'd kind of dropped it back a bit yesterday, but based on what I'm seeing now, it may come a little further northward. So, as a result, a little better rain chances for Austin, for South Central Texas, especially late Friday into Friday night, later Friday night, and during the day on Saturday. Once we get into late Saturday and Saturday night, I expect this upper-level storm system to clear the area, and I expect a little drier air to move in. Clouds will break by late Saturday night into Sunday, but another dose of colder air coming south, going to hold those temperatures below seasonal averages. We got another little bit of an overrunning pattern developing by Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Now, that's right there at the end of the seven-day forecast period, but I will let you know that Monday, in addition to Monday and Tuesday, some of the longer-range guidance would suggest that we may go into Thanksgiving chilly, cloudy, and wet. We'll just have to watch it closely. Right now, the rain chances are basically not out of control. They're not all that high for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. But at this point, just kind of going with scattered rain and rain showers around the area. Temperature highs still hold, although they'll be probably into the mid and upper 50s by then, so a little warmer by Thanksgiving. But what may end up being kind of a cloudy, wet week for Austin and for South Central Texas. You go out and start looking at the latest seven-day forecast as far as precipitation is concerned for Austin and for South Central Texas over the next 7 days. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, suggesting less than a quarter inch of rainfall, less than a 0.25 of an inch. In many cases, it may be less than a tenth of an inch of rain. Most of this rain that I see Friday night to Saturday, and again early next week, looks like it'll be pretty light. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 16th day of November, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts again in addition to my seven-day forecast. That's on the website. You'll catch that update on Thursday morning. Hope you have a real good Wednesday.